This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. A lot to get to on the show today. A lot of college football talk as we continue to preview the 12-team college football playoff bracket. We'll look at all four of the first-round matchups. Also, plenty of NFL talk today. We got all 32 teams in action. Everybody's had their bye weeks. We got some incredible games on the slate this week. We will look at that as well. Lucy Burge going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money, and we'll get to our favorite bets of the day in college basketball as well to wrap up the show. Any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have for us, college football playoff, NFL, college basketball, NBA, anything that's on your mind, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this show rolling. Glasses in session. Joining us on the Glasser guest line is Chris Mack. You can follow him on X at the Chris Mack. You can catch him on BetQLU, RJ Choppy, John Martin, as they do a great job. Chris, great having you on, man. You got Penn State in the college football playoff. You got the Steelers trying to win the AFC North. We got the Battle of Pennsylvania this week against the Eagles. Before we get into that matchup, I just want your thoughts on the Steelers up to this point, right? I mean, this was a team, win total at 7.5. Everybody talking about Tomlin. Can he avoid the losing record? I mean, here we are, second week in December, Chris. They're 10-3. How surprised have you been with the Steelers' success so far this season?
Well, first of all, Glassman, thanks for having me. Glad to make my Send It In debut. I think, you know, it's a lot of pleasantly surprised is the best way to describe it right now for Steeler fans, because you're right. I don't know many people that expected this. There are a few outliers that thought, okay, you know, if everything goes right and this guy stays healthy, and they have been extraordinarily, remarkably, knock on wood, healthy this year up until, and I'm sure we can talk about it a little bit more, the George Pickens injury that kept him out last week and probably keeps him out against Philly again this coming Sunday afternoon. But there were people who thought, hey, if they stay healthy and Russ looks like more like vintage Russ, Seattle Russ than Denver Russ, yeah, they could win 11 games. But I don't think anybody had him looking like this. I certainly didn't. I own that. I thought they were going to be a 9-win, maybe wild card team again, because I didn't think Russ would play this well. He's been extraordinarily efficient. There is a clip in the first episode of Hard Knocks in season, which is focused on the entire AFC North. For those that watched it last Tuesday, episode 2 tonight, can't wait, where Mike Tomlin turns around on the sideline after a deep ball from Russ to George Pickens and says, "How's that for efficient? It's like a layup." And they have. They've been incredibly efficient with the deep balls. I want to say they've got more 20-yard pass plays than almost any other team in the league since Russ took over at quarterback. And he's doing it without turning the ball over, right? Just one pick in the last three games, I believe it is. all of that combined with the ability to use the middle of the field, you see Pat Freiermuth being engaged more than he was his first couple of years in the system. It all adds up to the offense, while it's still got miles to go, being much better than it was with the amalgamation of Pickett, Trubisky, and Rudolph. And this defense is still elite. It's still high-level defense. I know they have their moments against a quarterback like Joe Burrow. Everybody has their moments, and we've seen that. That shootout they won in Cincy a couple weeks ago is good evidence of the fact that they've got to continue to get home on defense. Their pass rush is what drives everything, but they're better on the back end. And I think everybody's been, again, pleasantly surprised by all of this coming together the way it has to this point. Now it's kind of a prove-it moment over the next, it'll be 11 days they play these next three games. They've got a trip to Philly, which is tough. Philly has figured some things out, even if it's been in fits and starts. And, of course, then you've got a huge game against the Ravens that could clinch the division, could effectively lock up the AFC North on the road in Baltimore before you get 3 days off and you got to host the Kansas City Chiefs, who have some sort of black magic or dark arts working for them in the way they continue to win week after week. So this is the test. We find out over the next couple of weeks, I think, PJ, if the Steelers are just another AFC playoff team on that second tier with the Ravens, or are they legit an AFC championship contender? Can they push the Chiefs and the Bills come January?
Which is why I think if you're looking at the Steelers in the AFC market, Chris, and they're plus 850 right now to win the AFC, like this would be the time to place the bet on the Steelers, right? Because like you said, the schedule with Philly, Baltimore, and Kansas City, this is the time to kind of try and anticipate how they're going to look through that stretch. You've been watching them all season. Do you think that's worth a bet? Do you think when we get to the postseason, the Steelers are good enough to beat Baltimore, beat Buffalo, beat Kansas City in the postseason?
I think given the value on that number, I'd probably shop around and see if I could find something closer to 10. You know, it may be out there. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now. But if you could shop around, and find a little bit better value, I'd absolutely jump on it at double digits. 850, it still makes sense, I think, because like you said, the number's not going to get better and it'd still be a smart bet. Mm-hmm. If they go 2-3 over the next three games, you're still talking about a team that's probably got the inside lane on the division, depending on which two wins happen in those next three games, and has beaten at least two of three opponents who are also similarly looked at as conference championship contenders, whether it's the Eagles in the NFC or the Ravens and certainly the Chiefs in the AFC. So now's the time to jump on it. I think, again, a big caveat here, and look, it's the same way for every team. There are teams that have dealt with injuries this year that are almost out of the conversation already, right? Like, every single team deals with injuries. Some teams get absolutely ravaged by them, like the Niners have been this year. Some teams don't get hit with the bug all that much at all, and they arrive in mid-December looking as healthy as the Steelers have looked to this point. Again, let's keep an eye on the Pickens injury. I imagine he'll be out against Philly. They want him healthy for that Baltimore game. And let's go from there. No other big injuries. They survived a few weeks without Alex Highsmith because they've got great depth on the edge. Nick Herbig and Preston Smith, who they acquired from the Packers for like a box of deflated footballs, I think. They're very deep on the edge, and it's worked for them. That's been one of the few places where they've had to deal with any significant injuries. If they stay healthy, they can force Mahomes into Allen into the one crucial mistake that neither quarterback wants to make and has done a great job of staying away from down the stretch in important games. It would have to be a perfect effort, I think, on offense for the Steelers to compete with either of those two teams. But again, go back to what we expected out of them at the beginning of the year, right, PJ? We thought a 9-win team at best, and here they are with an inside line on winning the AFC North in the next 2 weeks because of the way their offense has performed as much as their defense.
Before we get to Penn State, Chris, because I want to get your thoughts on their matchup against SMU and kind of what your thoughts are on them in the playoff, what do you make of Steelers and Eagles this week? Philly favored by 5, total of 42.5. How would you bet that game?
I think I would take the 5, and this is not a homer line of thinking. I just think the Steelers have done a great job of playing close games and keeping things close. And I think the Eagles have shown some dents in the armor, right? As much as that winning streak has helped put back the atmosphere inside the locker room, you still see some little things here and there, right? Brandon Graham's comments about Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and how everybody's getting along. And there's still – everybody's walking a razor-thin line, I think, in Philly, in that they all understand it can fall apart again at a moment's notice. Sirianni, I think, probably still senses that. The players probably still sense that. And the Steelers, if they can focus on shutting down Saquon Barkley, can they actually shut him down? Probably not, but can they limit him? They've done it in the past. Mike Tomlin said it as much today in his press conference just a few minutes ago, actually. They were lucky enough the last few times they faced Saquon Barkley, being in the other conference, they haven't done it much, that Daniel Jones was the quarterback, right? And they were able to focus on shutting down Barkley. You focus too much on Barkley in this game, you're going to lose sight of Brown and Hurts and Smith, and there are other ways you can get hurt, certainly. I didn't even mention Dallas Goedert. So I do think it's going to be harder for them to shut down Saquon than it has been in previous meetings with him. There's a much better offense, obviously, around Barkley in Philly than it ever was in New York, but it's an opportunity to limit him, try to force Jalen Hurts into some mistakes. I think as long as this thing doesn't dip down below 4.5, I like the Steelers with the points.
All right, very good. Chris, in about a minute, give me your thoughts on Penn State SMU first round, and give me your thoughts on Penn State, because the path is very favorable. They got a really good draw, but we all know James Franklin, what tends to happen when he goes up against big teams. So your thoughts on the Nittany Lions in about a minute.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and he said, hey, here's his chance, right? Here's Franklin's chance. And I said, you know full well he can beat SMU and Boise State, and there are still going to be fans that say, he hasn't beaten any of the big guys, though. And that is the atmosphere around Penn State, that because of the draw, they need to get to the semifinals, I think, to really to make a lot of fans happy with this season. Maybe that's unfair, but you get a path that gets you to the semis without having to beat Ohio State. It's kind of the primrose path for James Franklin. Laying 8.5 at home against SMU during a whiteout. I think SMU's very talented on offense and could keep this close, but I think Penn State pulls away late. So if I had to bet a side on the spread, I would take Penn State laying the 8.5. I think it's more likely I'd go with the over here in this one, though, PJ. 53.5 is a number where I think we've seen what Penn State's offense is capable of. Even against a really good defense like the Ducks this past Saturday night in Indy, they can score points, especially if they're pressed by SMU late. That offense can get clicking, and I think we end up with something in the mid to upper 50s.
All right, I like it. Man, can't wait. Penn State SMU kicks off on Saturday, December 21st. Going to be an awesome day of football. Also get Ravens and Steelers that day. Chris Mack joining us here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at the Chris Mack. Catch him on BetQLU as well with RJ Choppy, John Martin. See, Mack, great having you on, man. Enjoy Steelers-Eagles this weekend. Penn State as well. We'll catch up again soon.
Appreciate it, PJ. Have a great one.
All right, yes, you as well. All right, let's keep it rolling, guys, here on Send It In. Thursday night, we got the Rams and the 49ers. San Francisco favored by 2.5. The total is 48.5. This is a really interesting game, right? Because both of these teams are coming off of blowout wins. Incredible performances, I should say. The Niners had a blowout win against the Bears. The Rams, obviously, with that great win against Buffalo. It feels like both of these teams, kind of the market is probably higher on them than they should be. But again, the history between Shanahan and McVay in the regular season, Shanahan usually has his number. Isaac Garendo had a great game for the 49ers. He was filling in at running back with the injuries of CMC. And Jordan Mason had a great game. He suffered a foot sprain late in that game, so it looks like they might be on their fourth-string running back, Patrick Taylor, as well. My lean would probably be Niners on the money line. I think because of how the Rams looked against Buffalo. Now, once again, the Ramley is all high and mighty. They're all feeling good about their Rams again. And the way that the season's been going for LA is as soon as they have a good performance and you're ready to believe in them and go all in on the Rams, they kind of let you back down again. I'll take San Francisco on the money line. Chiefs -4 against the Browns. Chiefs have failed to cover a game in 4 in 7 straight games, which is why this line opened up at 6.5, and now it's down to 4 against the Browns. The total is 45.5. folks, I just think you continue to play KC on the money line and parlay it with something else. You can't lay points with this team because, again, they haven't been able to cover a spread in seven straight games, but they're winning essentially all these games. Like KC on the money line, just throw them in a parlay piece and call it a day. Bengals against the Titans. We liked the Bengals last night against Dallas. We got fortunate that they were able to cover that spread. I'm coming right back with them against Tennessee because, once again, the Bengals are 5-8 this season. They've beaten up all five of their wins are against some of the worst teams in the NFL. Dallas last night, and then they beat Carolina when they were awful. The Raiders, the Giants, the Browns. They're beating up on the bad teams, and the Titans are another one of those bad teams in the NFL. I think Cincinnati's offense is going to be able to score like they've done against just about everybody this season, and Will Levis in Tennessee I don't think is going to be able to take advantage of that Bengals defense. Obviously, a good chess match with Brian Callahan, the coach for the Titans, going up against his former employer and Zach Taylor and his former quarterback in Joe Burrow, but I like Cincinnati -5. Commanders -7.5 at the Saints. I think this is too many points. Even without Derek Carr, I will take the Saints plus the points, regardless of if it's Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler. This is really just a fade of Washington, who is coming off a bye week. But before that, we really have only seen Washington look good for like one quarter of football, and that was the first quarter against the Titans. Obviously lost that game to Dallas, lost the game to the Eagles. They were fortunate to win that game against the Bears. Washington just has not been the same team recently. I'll take Dallas plus the points, or excuse me, I'll take New Orleans plus the points against the Commanders. Ravens are 15-point favorites at MetLife on Sunday, taking on the Giants. I mean, that is just an insane amount of points. The biggest spread that we have seen all season. I know the Giants are awful. I know they're terrible at home. Ravens have one of the best offenses in the NFL. You figure if the Ravens get to 30 points, there's a good chance they cover this spread. I'm staying away from that. No chance I'm laying 15 points on with a team in the NFL, especially on the road. Panthers -1.5 against Dallas. We're starting to see this move to 2.5 at some shops. I think this is turning into one of my favorite bets of the weekend. I really like Dallas plus the points against Carolina. I would love a 3 with the Cowboys in this game. I think I'm going to take them outright as well. We talked about this in college football this season with Vanderbilt and how great Vanderbilt was as an underdog. Then when you make Vandy a favorite, that is when things change. I think Carolina is going to be the same way. Carolina has been an underdog the entire season, right? But they're starting to play better football and people are starting to take notice. Now that they're a favorite and there's different expectations on Carolina and they're expected to win this game, I don't like them as much. I'll take Dallas plus the points against the Panthers. Jets -3.5-point favorites against the Jags. I don't know how you could possibly lay points with the Jets, and I don't know how you possibly could bet the Jags. This would be a stay-away game if I've ever seen it. And then finally, give me the Dolphins +3 against the Texans. Great comeback win against the Jets to keep their season alive. Dolphins pretty much have to win out if they want any shot at making the playoffs. I like grabbing the key number of 3 here. I'll take Miami plus the points. All right, folks, let's keep it rolling, talking some more NFL. Little gridiron glass. We do this with college, but now we're going to do it with the NFL. My favorite over, under, underdog favorite, and outright winner of the week in the NFL. We're going to start with the over that I like the best. I told you I like Dallas a lot, plus the points against Carolina. I like the over in that game as well. Dallas finally now with Cooper Rush is starting to lean on Rico Dowdle. They're finally starting to run the ball, and because of that, Dallas is finding some success on offense, right? They run the ball and then play action off of that. CeeDee Lamb is starting to have some big games for Dallas. Had a touchdown last night. I think Dallas is going to be able to move the ball. Carolina's defense is terrible. They can't stop the run. Then on the flip side, I mean, Bryce Young's playing really well, and the Panthers' offense is starting to put up some points. I'll go over 43.5 in Cowboys and Panthers. Give me the under in Commanders Saints, under 43. I like the Saints plus the 7.5, as I was just talking about. I think that correlates to the under. Doesn't look like it's going to be Derek Carr. So you're either getting Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener. Regardless of who it is for New Orleans, probably not going to put up very many points. I think for the Saints to keep that game close, they're going to have to keep Washington in the high teens, low 20s to hang around. Saints defense has been pretty good these last couple weeks. I think at home, and we know this Cliff Kingsbury, his offenses tend to kind of fall off a cliff, pun intended, in the month of December later on in the season. So we'll go under 43 for Commanders and Saints. The favorite that I like the best, I like Philly -5 against the Steelers on Sunday. Everybody, or not everybody, most people are overreacting to kind of that Eagles-Panthers game. If you were listening to Send It In, though, last week, we talked about how that was a great spot to fade Philly just because of the spot playing the Rams and the Ravens, the Steelers upcoming. It was just kind of a letdown game. It was a sleepwalk game for the Eagles, and that's exactly what happened. There'll be no sleepwalking against the Steelers. Two of the top teams in the NFL. I think Barkley's going to have a big day on the ground. I think Russell Wilson is really going to struggle against this Eagles defense, especially if he doesn't have George Pickens. I'll take Philly -5 against the Steelers. I also like the Bears +7 as my underdog against the Vikings. We had Matt Horner on yesterday, and he made a great point about this game. Even though the Bears are terrible this season, they've been really tough in the division so far this year. They lost by 1 to Green Bay, they lost by 3 to Detroit, and they lost by 3 to Minnesota in this first meeting. Now you're getting 7 points with Chicago. Feels like way too many. I'll take the Bears to keep it close against the Vikings. And then finally, the outright dog that I like this week is the Indianapolis Colts on the money line, +155 against Denver. Broncos have been awesome against the spread this season. We saw this line open up at 5.5. Now it's down to 3.5. I just like the Colts to win the game outright. If the Colts lose this game, we pretty much know the teams that are going to be in the playoffs in the AFC. I think the Colts are going to have a great game plan. Richardson's been playing a lot better. I like Indy to go into Denver and get the win. I'll take the Colts plus the points. All right, let's talk some college football now here on Send It In. As we look at the 4 first-round games upcoming in the college football playoffs, we got number 10 Indiana on the road in South Bend taking on number 7 Notre Dame in the Battle of Indiana. The Irish are 7.5-point favorites. The total is 50.5. I think Notre Dame is a great money line piece. I think if you want to put Notre Dame money line with some other game, whether it's in the NFL or some other bowl game, I think Notre Dame's a great money line piece. If I had to lean towards the side, I would take Notre Dame -7.5. Kirk Cignetti in his career has been excellent off of a bye. When you give him extra time to prep, normally Indiana is very good to start games. And with all the pressure on Notre Dame in this game, I could see them maybe starting a little tight. Indiana's got nothing to lose. They have started fast plenty of times this season. So that's why I don't want to touch the 7.5 with Notre Dame, because I think they could be playing catch up. And I also think you can get a better number in-game live with the Irish. But I do like them to win the game. I think they take care of business. So I think Notre Dame money line, put it in a parlay, or just waiting to bet the Irish live in the game, I think is the way to go. My favorite bet, though, of the first round by far is going to be SMU +8.5. And I'm taking money line against Penn State as well. I think this is going to be the big upset of the first round. We talked about this yesterday, but whether it was during the 4-team playoff era, and you see this in college basketball as well, when you get those first 4 team in Daytons, a lot of the time that last team to get into the tournament, especially when there's some controversy around that team and there are people that don't think that team's any good, that team tends to perform pretty well. There have been 3 instances so far in the college football playoff. You had in 2015 when Ohio State made it in with Cardell Jones. They were kind of a bubble team. They blew out Wisconsin like 58-0 in the Big Ten title game. They were the 4 seed, and then they went on to win the national championship with Cardell Jones. You had Bama in 2018 get in over Ohio State and JT Barrett. The Tide were a 4 seed. They beat Clemson, and they beat Georgia in the national championship when Tua threw it to Devontae on 2nd-and-26. And then recently in 2023, you had TCU, who had an undefeated regular season. They lost to Kansas State in the Big 12 title game. Still made it into the college football playoff. People kind of thought TCU were frauds. They really weren't any good. They had the upset over Michigan before they got blasted by Georgia in the national title game. But TCU was able to have an upset in that first round game. I think SMU could have an upset as well. And again, James Franklin in a big game. Everybody's talking about how favorable the draw is for Penn State, how this is such a great opportunity for them to get to the semifinals. I love hearing stuff like that. When it feels like it's too easy, especially with a team like Penn State, I will gladly fade them. We got number 12 Clemson taking on number 5 Texas as well with a total of 51.5. I really like Texas in this game. It's so funny to me how the perception changes around Texas whenever they play Georgia. Coming into that first meeting in Austin, everybody loved Texas. All the defense is incredible. The offense is so great. Lose to Georgia, then people are like, all right, maybe they're not that good. Coming into the SEC championship game this past week, oh, Georgia's overrated. Texas, they're not going to lose the rematch. Texas is going to kill. And now everybody's off of Texas again. Just because Texas can't beat Georgia doesn't mean that they can't beat the snot out of Clemson. Georgia beats a lot of people, and Texas, I think, is going to roll against Clemson because Clemson this year has not played well against good teams. They got smoked by Georgia. They lost to South Carolina. They lost to Louisville. They nearly blew a 17-point lead to SMU in the fourth quarter. This isn't the same old Clemson team. Going on the road to Texas, I like the Longhorns minus 11.5. And then finally, if you've been watching this show, you know we have faded Ohio State in the first quarter, and we are going right back to the well. Can't you guys just see it Saturday night in Columbus? Ryan Day coaching for his job, and Ohio State gets off to another bad start, and the fans start booing, and they're going ballistic. Tennessee scores a touchdown to go up 7-0. And then I think as we start getting midway through the second quarter into the second half, Ohio State just turns into Ohio State. I think they cover the spread and pull away. But I think in that first quarter, things are going to be pretty tense for Ohio State fans. You're going to see on Twitter everybody talking about, so who's the next coach of Ohio State? Do you just fire Ryan Day at halftime? I mean, these things just make too much sense. I'll take Tennessee first quarter plus 1.5, but I do like Ohio State to win the game. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us on Send It In. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is in the NBA. It is Bucks minus 7 against the Magic. The Magic have not covered in 3 of their last 4 games. They haven't covered in their last 3 on the road as well. And they are 6-10 against the spread on the road this season. The Bucks have covered 6 of their last 9 spreads. So the BetQL model loves the Bucks minus 7 against the Magic tonight as a five-star play.
Very good. Lucy, I don't know if we could have scripted a better day to have you on the show. We got Perfect. The Juan Soto news to react to, and then we get Bill Belichick, and it looks like he might be the new coach of North Carolina. I got to start there with you. Your thoughts on Bill being a college head coach? Like, do you think he's going to be good at North Carolina if he ends up accepting the job?
Yes, I think he will be good because he's good at everything he does, PJ. He's Bill Belichick. He's great at everything. And here's the biggest conduit to all of this news, which is not confirmed, but it seems like it's very much happening because his girlfriend is posting all this stuff about it. Well, posted a custom. Somebody commented on all her collage of Instagram photos, which included Bill Belichick enjoying the Christmas season and the holiday stroll on Nantucket. And somebody commented and said, tell Bill to come to UNC. And she replied, first of all, she didn't have to reply. She replies by saying, I'll pass the message along. Long winky face emoji, blue heart emoji, PJ. This is happening. These reports are not confirmed, but that confirms it for me. And you know what else? She follows 3 UNC accounts now. She follows the football team account. There's another UNC account and then UNC nutrition something. Here's what I think is going to happen. He becomes the coach at UNC and they do very well. He's going to be very successful because he knows that, you know, potentially I think he will go from here back to the NFL. So he has to do a good job. So this is like his audition to go. He's warming up to leave this to his sons. UNC leaves it to his sons. His girlfriend has a cheerleading coach position potentially. And then he goes back to the NFL. So he's going to be great at it because he knows he has to be to go back to the NFL and break Don Shula's record. So I think this is surprising, but it's I think he's going to be good at it. Yes.
I really want to see it, honestly. Like, I really do. I want to see Bill as a college head coach, especially in the NIL era. Oh, and then they're already calling it Chapel Bill instead of Chapel. Oh, like, you're right. It's PJ. Just the best. I love it.
It's
Chapel
so
Bill.
So good.
Let's talk Juan Soto real quick, Lucy.
Yes,
your level of surprise that he chose the Mets over the Yankees.
So, PJ, I was not surprised because I scrolled back through my tweets and remembered, yes, I had, and I didn't forget, never forgot, but I reposted this. I did predict this. I predicted he would go to the Mets. My sources, don't lie, definitely a report that I had and not just a, you know, gut feeling, but, you know, your gut can be your source at times. So I wasn't super surprised because the Red Sox have not landed a massive deal like this in a long time. So I wasn't super surprised that they were, though I will say they made the right decision. That's a lot of money to spend on one player. So I'm not super disappointed and not surprised.
Do you like the Mets now to take down the Dodgers, or it's still LA for you?
So it's not, this does not make as big of a difference to me as to even completely switch the odds. So of course I would say, yes, I love the Mets to win the World Series, but it's still Dodgers for me just because they just did it. And it's just one guy. Juan Soto is just one guy. He makes a big difference, but I think this is not enough for me yet. We'll see.
That's true.
Where Pete Alonso goes.
He can only hit, Lucy. He can't pitch like the guy in L.A. can, who's going to be pitching this next year.
Nobody's
for the
Duck.
Nobody is, Lucy. Nobody's Bill Belichick either. We'll see if he accepts a job to North Carolina. That'd be something. Lucy Bird joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, always great catching up. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, got about a minute left wrapping up the show with our favorite plays of the day. We will start with our prop lock tonight in college hoops. We're taking Adrian Baldwin. Everybody just calls him Ace, but on all the sports books, he's called Adrian as his real name. Over 14.5 points for Penn State tonight against Rutgers. You look at what Ace Baldwin has done when he's gone up against the three Power Four opponents that he's played. He had 17 against Purdue, 20 against Clemson, and 19 against Virginia Tech. Doesn't really score when they play these mid-majors, but when they go up against the Power Four teams, he does score over 14.5 points for Ace Baldwin tonight against Rutgers. My dog of the day and my best bet are going to be the exact same. We're taking Woo, Pig, Suey, Arkansas +3.5 against Michigan. John Calipari and the Hogs need this game tonight. This is the win that he needs against a really good Michigan team. It's having a great start to the season, number 14 overall. But this is the peak buy right now on Michigan. Big surprise to start the season. Arkansas has been a little bit of a disappointment. We'll take Arkansas tonight at the Jimmy V Classic +3.5 against Michigan. Thanks again to Chris Mack, Lucy Birch for joining us on the show today. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. We will see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.